When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the Good Friday show. That is Carlin versus Joe. You got Freddie Coleman. That's me. Harry Douglas. That's him in for the guys today. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Before we tell you which quarterback out of the top six picked in the top 12 last night of the first round of the NFL draft, it's in the best spot to have immediate success. We're going to do that in a couple of seconds. But two of my best friends in the world, Ray and Kathy Price, live in New Jersey. And Ray's a Dallas Cowboys fan like I am. We're hardcore Dallas Cowboys fan. And his beautiful wife, Kathy, is a major, major Raiders fan. And she heard the exchange we had with Donovan Virginia saying, yo, bro, we good, bro. The Rays are good, bro. We got the receivers, bro. AOC, we good. Kathy just texted me. She goes, amen, guys. I am pissed. We need a quarterback. What the hell? Riding with AOC? Nice guy and all. And Brock is a beast. But who the bleep is getting him the ball? These dudes are delusional. I was losing my mind last night. Ask Ray, LOL. It is so hard being a freaking Raider fan. LOL. She always keeps the faith. Donovan didn't break her spirit. But she's one of the few Raiders fans that I know that she's on planet Earth. Like, they're two different worlds. She lives in this one. Plenty of Raiders fans live in a different one when it comes to that.
I'm just trying to understand, Freddie. Like, I love Brock Bowers. I love Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers. Even like Michael Mayer when he was at Notre Dame.
So and
now you have him that can do a lot of the dirty work that you probably don't want Brock Bowers doing. But who is consistently going to get them the football?
You may want to play quarterback for them.
Like, you know, I got a little emergency third string. They got to compensate me right, though.
I'm sure.
They got to compensate me the right way.
You think you need a vet minimum, that's still a lot of money.
Hey, oh, no, that's not compensating me right. Not this little ass body for them big boys to be hitting. No.
Get rid of the ball quickly.
I need some millions.
Yes, bubble screens, quick hitches.
Tell them give me $8 million, I'll do it.
Oh, anybody would do
that. They ain't going to give me no minimum.
Dude, you give me $8 million, man, to play in the NFL. I'll throw the ball backwards. I don't care.
Give me the $8 million.
Uh-huh.
I go out there for one game, get banged up. Damn it, you got to put me on IR. I'm done for the rest of the year.
It seems like you had this thought out way before this conversation. Hey, this was something just popped in your head.
There's this Florida artist called Ace Hood. Cash flow! Just bring me that cash, baby. I'm on IR. Send me back home to my wife and kids.
Because those checks are regular.
Oh,
NFL.
Yeah.
What'd you sign that
no
contract?
State income tax.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Show you right. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I just get the sense this is not the first time that this idea has popped into your head. just a hunch as far as that goes. But talking about quarterbacks that, whether we believe in them or not, like we mentioned, six picks in the top 12. Caleb Williams, a number one out of USC to the Chicago Bears. Jaden Daniels, number two out of LSU to the Washington Commanders. Drake May out of North Carolina, number three to the New England Patriots. Michael Penix Jr., number eight out of Washington to the Atlanta Falcons. J.J. McCarthy, number 10 from Michigan going to the Minnesota Vikings. And then Bo Nix, number 12 to the Denver Broncos out of Oregon. So if I ask Harry Douglas, a man who played 10 years in the National Football League, seven with Atlanta, three with the two Tennessee Titans, and you had quarterbacks like Matt Ryan know exactly where to place that football, and they were success really, really early after the slow start. If I give you a quarterback of quarterbacks that I need to know from you, who landed in the best spot to have immediate success, who are you sliding to and why?
I have two. Number one, Caleb Williams, who was actually taken number one overall. But GM Ryan Poles, I don't think he's getting enough credit right now, but he did a phenomenal job building this team out, you know, trying to get rid of old things that the old regime had going on with this organization and trying to put the best team around this young quarterback.
Right.
Now Caleb Williams has three number one wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
when you talk about Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and now Romo Dunze. And what I love about the three guys is that they're all different type of wide receivers. They're not the same by any stretch of imagination. They're three deep at the running back position, led by the guy that they signed in free agency, DeAndre Swift.
Right.
You're two deep at the tight end position. You have Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett. So they've done everything in their power to make sure Caleb Williams has instant success. And then the second quarterback for me would be Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be throwing to the best wide receiver in the league in Justin Jefferson. We've seen what Jordan Addison last year as a rookie was able to do. They just paid T.J. Hockenson. We always say a quarterback's best friend is going to be the tight end position. Hockenson can be able to be that guy for him behind Justin Jefferson, but also Aaron Jones in the backfield. You were able to sign him in free agency, get him away from the Green Bay Packers once they let him go. So I think those two quarterbacks come to mind.
Okay.
And don't sleep, though. Don't sleep on Jaden Daniels.
See, that's where I was going.
Don't sleep on him.
And that's nothing against Caleb Williams, because you're exactly right, everything you said. Because Romo Dunze could not stop smiling when Roger Goodell's with the ninth pick of the first round, the Chicago Bears take Romo Dunze, the wide receiver of Washington. Man, he was cheesing like a cat. Said, I got all the mice in the field and I can have anyone. Ooh-wee, I get to go in and play with Caleb Williams. Even Mel Kiper, but Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN NFL draft analyst, when he was on the NFL draft in ESPN, he could not wax more poetic about Romo Dunze going to the Bears at number 9.
Love this kid. I said he was special early on tonight. Rome will burn you. Rome is 6'3 almost, 212 pounds with length. Michael Penix Jr. had him to throw to. You think about the Chicago Bears now with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore adding Romo Dunze, who to me, when you look back on it, I thought he was great. He's clearly the second best receiver right there with Marvin Harrison Jr., slightly ahead of the league neighbors, but one of the best four or five players in this draft, and you get him at pick 8. When you're picking 8, you want to get a guy inside of 5. Romo Dunze was right there at that spot on my big board.
Here's the problem I have with Mel Kiper Jr. had to say. Not his knowledge, because that's impeccable. He's one of one, as they like to say. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, and Colin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. I'm starting to hear, like, man, the Bears could be this year's version of the Houston Texans. I mean, look what they've been able to do in the offseason. People don't realize how almost historic that was for the Houston Texans, where they were literally a dumpster fire before, during, and after the draft, before and during and after preseason, even during the regular season. But then they lose Tank Dell, and they just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. They win their division, get a home playoff game, beat the Cleveland Browns, and then gave Baltimore Ravens a lot of hell for 30 minutes. People don't realize those things don't happen all the time. Even in the NFL, you can go from the penthouse to the outhouse to the penthouse really, really quickly. So that's why I'm cautioning people. Remember, everything is not the same situation, even if they have the same parameters that you can compare to Chicago Bears, what they might do in 2024 along the lines of the Houston Texans historically that people don't talk about enough, what they did in 2023.
I think also what a lot of people don't talk about enough when it comes to the Houston Texans is that the letdown that the Jacksonville Jaguars had. Jacksonville started 8-3.
That's a good point.
And went up Poop Creek without a paddle. They started 8-3 and did not make the playoffs. So they also gave Houston a little help and allowed them to win that division. But I'm not going to take away anything from Houston for being able to do what they did.
Sure.
Right? D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell and Will Anderson Jr. And I think moving forward, this is a team that is going to be there and there to stay. They're not going to creep up on anyone. But here's what you got to understand about the Chicago Bears. You still have a team named the Detroit Lions in your division. You still have a team named the Green Bay Packers. So right now, for me, I don't have them over Detroit or Green Bay. So technically, for me right now, I do believe they're the third best team in the division.
Even though Minnesota with not a proven quarterback, but an established quarterback, because I think Sam Darnold could be really, really good for this football team with what you mentioned, having who we believe is the best wide receiver in the NFL, Justin Jefferson. They got Jordan Addison. They got Hockenson, where we know he can play a tight end. I think he's going to bounce back from the injury. That won't be as much of an issue. They get Aaron Jones in the offseason, so you weaken a division rival when you take him in the Green Bay Packers. The defense is not bad. If Sam Darnold can do anything, what I think he can do, because he's in the same offensive system with the Minnesota Vikings. Even though he was on the bench last year, you had a chance to be a part of the San Francisco 49ers. The Bears may be ready to be primetime players it may take a little bit longer, because if everything breaks right in that division, that could be the NFC North, the best division of football.
Now, the only pushback I will have, I think I would want Chicago's defense over Minnesota. Now, they brought Brian Flores in there to change some things. They got a little bit better than the previous year, but I still think they still have to be better in those regards. I know when the Bears made a trade last year for Montez Sweat, that defense got better and better each week.
Sure did.
And they were not a pushover. So I also think about the additions that they made this season, little key pieces here and there. So overall, as a team, I'm taking Chicago over Minnesota right now.
Okay. Ryan Poles, give him a lot of credit. They wanted to know, what were you going to do once you got Caleb Williams? He said, watch me work. And look what they've been able to do in the draft and free agency. He could be setting them up. Maybe not this year, but maybe sooner than later when it comes to Chicago Bears being closer and closer to the elite, or at least the top teams in the NFC. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. We're going to do a little takeoff where we get a chance to play teacher. We get a chance to play professor when it comes to grading the picks on different teams that are going to be thrown at us without any previous and prior knowledge. He's Harry Douglas, Mr. BT Big Time.
Professor!
That's me, Freddie Coleman, in for Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these takes on this plane! Everybody strap in!
This plane is headed down the runway and ready for the NFL takeoff.
And we make sure we grade the picks according to us being the teachers in this experiment with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. Together in for Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're going to alternate. I'll go first and Harry goes second, and we will grade each pick based on what's going to be thrown at us without any kind of prior knowledge. Roger Goodell takes center stage each and every time.
With the fifth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Joe Alt, tackle, Notre Dame.
A-plus pick here by the Los Angeles Chargers. Your first year, Jim Harbaugh was always going to be about establishing toughness, and he always believes establishing toughness starts up front with the offense and defensive lines. He's going to run the football to protect his quarterback, but now you got a guy that can protect the blind side of your quarterback, Justin Herbert. Getting a guy like Joe Alt is a terrific pick, is the perfect first centerpiece you're going to need. This staff's exactly the kind of culture you want the Chargers, a culture that has been lacking for more than a minute with that organization.
With the 8th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
I'm going to give the Atlanta Falcons a B. Michael Penix Jr. We call him do-rag in Atlanta. We like to use a little slang. Do-rag shouted. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. Now, a lot of people didn't like this pick.
Right.
But I think I'm not going to poop on the pick.
Okay.
Because when it comes to the future of the Atlanta Falcons, you're going to have your quarterback moving forward. Also, you have a solid backup right now. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give this guy time to be able to engulf the system and be able to thrive. He is the most natural thrower of the football, can throw it deep, short, intermediate. He can pinpoint it, put it right with the wide receiver, or wants it to be located, and that whole nine.
So it's saying shawty, like S-H-A-W-T-Y, not shorty, S-O-R-T-Y.
Oh, no. If you go to Atlanta and you say shorty, they're going to kick your ass out of there.
I'm not talking about for me.
No, I'm just saying in general.
This public service message.
It's shawty.
Brought to you by the Down South Georgia boy that is when it comes to Harry Douglas for anybody going in that neck of the woods.
What's good, shawty?
I want to make sure people understand this way nobody has a chance to worry about getting their cranium cracked by saying the wrong thing in the wrong area.
With the 11th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Olu Fashanu.
Okay.
Tackle, Penn State.
I'm going to change the name to Fasho Fashanu because they should put down the T-shirts everywhere when it comes to Olu. And I'm going to give this a B as well, mainly because a lot of people felt the Jets should have stayed where they were at number 10 and taken Brock Bowers. But if you're going to be having a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, you want to make sure that offensive line is not going to be the same offensive line that last year happened, because on the fourth play of the season, trying to escape the pressure because the offensive line was slim shady at best, and we saw it happen to Aaron Rodgers. He is a big, big dude, 6'6", 312 pounds, great balance, built for speed. With foot speed, he can get out and help Breece Hall run the football. It was a really worthwhile selection. I worry about his injury history because he had an injury to combine, so he could not take fully part in that whole deal. But at that kind of size, I'll give it a B. But it has all the makings of improving his grade to an A+, which makes the Jets a lot better.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
I'm going to give this pick a C.
Okay.
There's one point where Bo Nix was at Auburn. I didn't even think he was going to be an NFL quarterback, Freddie.
You didn't.
But he has worked to become a first rounder, 12th overall pick. I also think when it came to Sean Payton and Denver Broncos, a little bit of desperation here, right? Understand that you didn't have a quarterback and you're in the AFC West where you desperately need one. But for Bo Nix, good for him, having a team that believes in him. But I'm going to give this grade a C.
A little NFL takeoff. Freddie Coleman, that's me. Harry Douglas, that's him. In for the guys there on Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. We don't know what's going to be thrown at us in terms of what Roger Goodell's going to say. But whatever draft pick that we hear, we'll give you our grades on it. We've already given grades to Joe Alt of the Chargers, Michael Penix Jr. the Falcons, Olu Fashanu Fashel for the New York Jets, and Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos. That means who's next?
With the 13th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
A+ pick to me. I think he's going to be the next great tight end in the National Football League, especially when the Las Vegas Raiders get a quarterback that can actually get on the football, because right now they don't have one. Not saying Aiden O'Connell can't be that, but until I actually see it, I'm not buying it. But I don't have to see anything about Brock Bowers. I know he's going to be a stud at the next level. He can wear out linebackers. Strong safeties are a mismatch against him. And you get him any kind of quarterback that can give him the ball in space. Why are you laughing?
He can what to linebackers?
He can wear out linebackers.
Oh!
Wear out strong safeties.
Eric, he said he can wear those linebackers
wear
out.
Wear their behinds out. And they get a quarterback in the Las Vegas Raiders. It's going to be a love Sunday for the Las Vegas Raiders with this young man. That's an A+ pick to me by getting that young man a first-team All-American back-to-back years out of University of Georgia.
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas.
I'm going to A with this one. Mm-hmm. Perfect pick for Mike McDonald, first-year head coach. And I love what he was able to do with the Baltimore Ravens last year, being able to put guys in positions to be successful. That's another reason why the Baltimore Ravens had a historic season from the defensive side of the ball. What does Seattle have? A lot of young talent. Mm-hmm. And now you have the former defensive coordinator, who's now the head coach, and their first pick is Byron Murphy II, who is a dominant force I did the semifinals game, Texas versus Washington, and he, if it wasn't for Michael Penix being elusive in the pocket, would have had 3 or 4 sacks. He dominated that offensive line that was the best O-line in college football last year.
No doubt.
So, shout out to Byron Murphy II and also Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks for making this excelente pick.
With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo. Good luck, baby!
I'm giving this a pick in F. It's a terrible pick.
What?
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles taking that guy? It's an awful pick. As a Cowboys fan, this is terrible.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
Because this guy is going to be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, I was about to abort and go crazy.
When they selected this guy, I said, this is awful. Because they drafted that guy, the level of guys like CeeDee Lamb in that division. That's how much I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be that terrific for the Philadelphia Eagles. Terrific size is 6 feet, 195 pounds. He has long arms. He's really quick. He knows how to track the football. That's why I'm giving this grade an F. As a Dallas Cowboys fan, this is terrible for my football team because the one weakness that we could count on in Philadelphia was that they could not cover my guy CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Cooks. Now to get this joker, who I know can plaster wide receivers, I'm giving it an F as a Cowboys fan, but A-A-A-A-A for the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be that good for that secondary.
So you and Michael Parsons feel the same way?
Oh, you saw the sadness on his face, Michael Parsons.
He said, man, how can...
His defense is fine. Trayvon Diggs is coming back.
I know.
De'Ron Bland. Hey, Michael Parsons, quit your bitching. You're going to be fine with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the wide receivers on the team, they're going to have problems.
Yep.
You're going to be fine on defense when it comes to the Cowboys, especially with Mike Zimmer taking over, who I think, as good as Dan Quinn was, he's going to be just as good for the Cowboys defense taking over that side of the football.
With the 23rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
I'm going to give this grade a B+. I really like Brian Thomas Jr. You talk about a guy who has the speed, the size. He's about 6'3", 6'4", can go up, make the tough catches, can outrun people. Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
You on deck for what? Not the upper room, but you on deck to showcase your talents to the best of your ability. They're doing everything in their power to make sure that you have the weapons at your disposal. You have Evan Ingram at the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
You have Gabe Davis, who they just signed.
Mm-hmm.
You have Christian Kirk coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You have Zay Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a guy named Brian Thomas Jr. You own deck. That's what they say in the movie Life. You own deck. For what? Not the upper room. You own deck to showcase your talents.
Because those wide receivers in LSU are no joke.
They can play.
You look at the last 10 years, those dudes from the Bayou are no joke at the next level.
Baby.
Exactly. But you better not be a baby if you're going to be Trevor Lawrence getting into football, those guys that you have on the outside. Harry Douglas is not here for your disagreement with his Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington, at number 8. Well, a friend of his is going to be on the opposite side of that. I'll play referee on Carlin versus Joe with me and Harry Douglas after Harry has this from Vivid Seats.
Score the seats and memories this spring with Vivid Seats, your home for every buzzer beater, puck drop, and home run. Vivid Seats has a great selection and great prices on all the games that matter to you. And with a 100% buyer guarantee, Vivid Seats gives you the peace of mind for the ultimate fan experience. Celebrate your fandom with unbeatable rewards like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
I understand why they want to have a succession plan for Kirk Cousins, assuming that the Achilles doesn't end up working out for him. They want to have that guy in place. So I get it from having a succession plan standpoint. Schematically, I just don't really like the fit.
This seems a little high for him, but there's a lot to like about Penix. You know, it's an interesting pick. And look, having two good quarterbacks isn't a bad thing.
It is Carlin versus Joe. You got Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglasson for the boys today, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Been a fan of this dude for more than a minute. Finally, I get a chance to be in the same studio with him as he is Kevin Clark from the Football Podcast with Omaha Productions. By the way, they'll be part of the draft recap show, meaning him, Harry Douglas, and others tonight on ESPN NFL Draft Reaction Show on YouTube and the ESPN. Always great to have him in studio to get his thoughts on what happened yesterday in the first round of the NFL draft. You don't agree with Harry Douglas. Harry's not a fan in terms of people coming back at him, Kevin, saying,
sure,
we don't like that the Atlanta Falcons took that quarterback, or any quarterback, when it comes to Michael Penix Jr., at number 8 in that first round. Why could you be on the side of those people against Harry Douglas?
All respect to Harry Douglas, who knows the Falcons better than anybody.
Here we go.
Criticism of this pick is not criticism of Michael Penix. I think Michael Penix is an awesome player. I think we talked about this last night.
And I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of people are getting it too misconstrued.
Yep. People are saying, oh, well, Penix is a good player. That's not what I'm saying. He's one of the best pure throwers I've seen in a long time. Some of those deep balls last year, the way he was able to operate in the Washington offense, it was a masterclass, okay? But I just don't feel like any of the moves the Falcons have been making for the past year made any sense narratively going into this pick. And what I mean by that is, you sign Kirk Cousins because you want to win now. That's not a five-year thing. And I think that to give him $90 million, can't really get out of that deal for the next 2 years, you want to have a 2024 pick that works for 2024. I'm talking about a guy who can have instant impact, who can let them win. The only reason to sign Kirk Cousins is he's a very expensive stopgap. That's it. He's a very expensive stopgap. He's a two-year, three-year guy. He signs short contracts for a reason, Kirk Cousins. He likes getting paid. He's very, very good at the negotiating table. But the reason you sign him is instant impact. And this does not seem like instant impact to me. I don't understand, the Terry Fontenot quote about how it's a great problem to have if he sits 4 or 5 years. I don't necessarily agree.
Well, not 4 or 5. Hell no.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm not even saying 3.
Right. And so, but I don't, I think one of the values of having a rookie a quarterback is the contract and the idea that you can take that money and give it to two extra skilled guys. You can give it to a left tackle. You can give it to defense. You can spread that around. But if you have Kirk Cousins and then you have Kirk Cousins' dead money, if you move off of him in year 3, you've wasted that window. C.J. Stroud being in Houston for that money is astounding, right? They're able to spread that around. They're going to be able to...
$30 million the next 3 years.
Yep, and they're going to be able to spread that money around to real deal veterans, bolster that defense, get him a skill guy or two, and let's move. Caleb Williams being in Chicago now, they're going to be able to get a handful of guys where it really matters. You're not going to have that advantage with Michael Penix because you have Kirk Cousins. And so I just don't know. I don't love the Jordan Love comparisons. I think it's a completely different situation. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins is in a very different situation than what Aaron Rodgers was the year Love was drafted. Love was picked 10 spots below where Penix was drafted. And and there was, we talked about this last night, we had a little bit of a disagreement, offensive staff in Green Bay that was able to sit with Jordan Love and say, hey, this is the offense we run. These are the throws you're going to need. Zach Robinson is an awesome offensive coordinator from an awesome system. Okay, I've spoken to him a handful of times. If he does his job with Kirk Cousins, he'll be a head coach in 2 years. It'll be a different system. And so I just don't know where the value comes in. And I think that a lot of times we always say, well, nobody, you know, everybody says best player available. Well, we got to take best player available. A lot of times you say, oh, well, Jordan Love is best player available and everybody hated it, right? Nobody actually likes best player available in practice. Having said that, I just don't think Michael Penix is the best player available. I think this was a value pick without value.
I would say this for the Falcons, and I believe Michael Penix Jr. was the second quarterback on their board. And they did have the future in mind, in which when you look at the Atlanta Falcons in 2023, you look at them in 2022, Lord have mercy. I don't ever want to go back to times like that, because you're talking about a team that could have won their division, but they were handcuffed and handicapped because of the quarterback position.
Right.
So I would say this, when it comes to Kirk Cousins, you needed a guy instantly right now. Right, that didn't have to learn your offensive system, that already been in it because of what you drafted in previous drafts in Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. Those guys have to be unlocked. That's what Kirk Cousins is able to do right now. I also know when it comes to this offensive system, year two is when you really started, you know, at the quarterback position, grasp that system and then thrive. Matt Ryan in his second year, I believe he won the MVP. Aaron Rodgers a little bit better the second year. He was not happy in year one when Matt LaFleur got there. I know when Matt LaFleur was in Tennessee, that first year was rough. And Arthur Smith had took over, and then that offense really started to thrive in year two and everyone beginning to grasp it. I just think for Atlanta, the succession plan had to be in place for them. Now, I told you last night, I would have preferred a defensive player, but they took Michael Penix Jr. I'm not going to frown upon the pick. But when I look at all the players in the draft, and I say to myself, you know what? They could have had any pick of the litter. Do I believe that player would have made them or put them with the San Francisco, the Detroit Lions, or the Green Bay Packers? The answer for me is no. So I don't have a problem with the pick.
Dallas Turner would have changed the defense. He's so athletic, he would have made an instant impact. He comes from a huge program, a huge recruit going into Alabama, develops well. He would have had instant impact. And that, to me, if the entire reason, and it is, to sign Kirk Cousins is to win the division this year, because they would have won the division last year. And the year before if they had just picked the correct quarterback in either of those years. They finally do it. And then that's the year they give up on the season at hand. I don't understand. I agree with you. I didn't see a player at eight that could get them to a San Francisco type of tier. But you don't just give up on the pick. You don't give up on the year just because of that, because you look at your board.
See, I don't think they're giving up on the year, because before the pick was made, I believe, and Freddie, not just because the Falcons are my team, but I believe they were going to win the division whether they picked the eighth pick or not.
You did say that.
Right? So, so when I'm looking at the ceiling for the Atlanta Falcons, for me, it wasn't NFC Championship game this year, nor was it Super Bowl. It was first round, potentially could get to a division round, and that was it. Just being realistic. So I'm saying to myself, okay, if it wasn't going to be the NFC Championship game with that eighth pick or Super Bowl, then why not take Michael Penix Jr. there? Like because you can still, in round two, get a guy from Alabama named Chris Braswell. Now, he might not be as polished as Dallas Turner, but it's a guy that can have an impact. Still, I believe, for the Falcons defense.
Is there not an issue now where every time Kirk Cousins has two interceptions in the first quarter, fans start booing? And I know Kirk's not that guy.
100%.
This won't come from Kirk. It'll come from the media. It'll come from the fans. It might come from other players in the locker room saying, we put these resources in this guy we know can throw. We watch him in the national championship game. And there's a lot of guys in that locker room probably don't watch college football, but that you're damn sure they watched the national championship game and the semifinal and saw him sling it. Okay.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're Kirk
Cousins. Sling the football.
And you get in a situation where Kirk Cousins is going to have a rookie breathing down his neck from the moment he gets there. I don't know why you aren't upfront with the communication on that. When did you tampered with Kirk Cousins, okay? You were so in love with him that you decided to exploit a gray area, let's say, of football, and get out ahead of it. Okay, you're so in love with him, and then all of a sudden, you decide you're also in love with the quarterback in the draft so much that you're going to create a situation that is tense at best. I just feel like there are bigger forces at work here than just the value of the pick. It's what have you created a day one storyline in training camp that you could have avoided. That, and I do not believe in distractions. One of the best lines I've ever heard, when Bart Scott was a player, I asked him one time, we were talking about different things, and I said, hey, what's a distraction? Just define distraction. He said, there really aren't any distractions. The only teams that are distracted by being bad. Right? Like, that's the actual distraction. Not having talent is bad. Okay? Not having talent is bad. A bunch of guys who are on one-year deals from the other league next year, they're distracted because they can't play football. Okay? It's really hard, especially when you know this. All the things that go on in locker rooms, you can just ignore that noise. You know, it's 53 guys, probably 30 of them have something wild going on at all times. You can get that out of the room. But the day one storyline is going to be inescapable. Everybody in the offense is going to be asked about it. I really do think, even though I said distractions are overrated 5 seconds ago, I really do think this is a storyline that is going to potentially suffocate this season.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the Atlanta Falcons this way in the first round since Michael Vick was drafted number one overall.
Competition in that room now too, though.
Well, put it this way, we'll see how the real men can handle competition because that has not been part of Atlanta Falcons for more than a minute. He is Kevin Clark from This Is Football Podcast, Omaha Productions. You know I'm not lying. Don't forget the Football Podcast Draft Recap Show, ESPN NFL Draft Reaction Show with him, Harry Douglas, and everybody else on YouTube and the ESPN app. We're gonna keep Kevin Clark around a while. He's gonna tell you why six quarterbacks went in the first round and why it's not going to be the ending when it comes to that. It's next on Carlin versus Joe with Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Barbasol Shaving Cream. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
It took a lot of sacrifice, love, care for one the game of football, my teammates, my coaches, and my family.
Caleb's a really talented guy. He's kind of like a Russell Wilson. Really good lower body, strong, pretty fast, and has a tremendous arm.
I just think not only his talent, but all of the things around him, he's in a good spot, and I would pick Caleb Williams to be the guy to have immediate success.
It is Carlin versus Joe with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman in for the guys today, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And when you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed. Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Great that Kevin Clark from the This Is Football Podcast, Omaha Productions, still staying with us in studio. By the way, he and Harry Douglas will be part of the Draft Recap Show tonight and the ESPN NFL Draft Reaction Show on YouTube and the ESPN app. to paraphrase LeBron James, not one, not two, not three, but six quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks of the NFL draft. From Caleb Williams at number one to Chicago to Bo Nix at number 12 to the Denver Broncos, Kevin. Why did I get the sense that you believe that this is not going to be the end all, but it could be the trend all going forward in the NFL?
I saw some commentary last night that this was an indictment of next year's class. Oh, the Broncos and the Falcons and all these teams have to figure out how to get the quarterback this year because next year is bad. I don't think that's the case at all. I think maybe six is high, but I think we're going to see a steady stream of quarterbacks coming into the league for a couple reasons. Number one is the college offenses and the NFL offenses are getting more similar. Okay. It used to be wild how disparate they were. But the biggest thing is the transfer portal. The biggest thing, and you can couple NIL with that because guys are staying. I mean, Bo Nix made a lot of money staying an extra year.
Yeah.
You see that now. And I think with the portal, it's older players finding their scheme fit and playing. Like, this has always been my line. If Matt Castle were born in 2000 instead of 1980, he would have gone and played for a Washington State. He would have gone and played for an Oregon State. And he would have gotten to play, and he would have been a first-round pick or a second-round pick instead of being a late-round pick because he was just taking practice snaps at USC. And so, for me, I think that this is the beginning of quarterbacks controlling their own destiny at the college game.
Okay.
You look at the three of the six quarterbacks last night, direct result of the transfer portal. Yeah, Caleb Williams not in that he would have been a first round pick no matter where he was.
Right.
Okay. But Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, not on track to be the second overall pick, let alone a first round pick, let alone a top half of the draft guy, okay? Michael Penix at Indiana, same situation.
Okay.
Same situation. Bo Nix at Auburn. Harry, was Bo Nix on track to be an NFL player at Auburn?
At Auburn, I did not see it happening.
I agree. And now he's going to play for Sean Payton with the 12th overall pick. Like, that is a football miracle. And I think when you start to look at the different quarterbacks, and I don't want to bring up Miami here. I'm a Miami Hurricane because maybe Harry's going to bring up Louisville's win over Miami if I bring them up. But Cam Ward, who guy probably making a lot of money, going from Washington State to Miami, really dynamic player. The floor is pretty high. He doesn't have to play that well for a team to say, all right, this is our guy. Okay, he would have been a late-round pick if he came out this year. DJU at Florida State is another example. All of these guys who are finding new homes with better offensive coaches, with more showcasing. I mean, there's two types of transfers. There's kind of the Power 5 to Power 5 transfer, which is about playing time and scheme. Then there's the G5 to Power 5. That's Braden Fisk, who went from Western Michigan to Florida State.
Jared Verse
went from Albany to Florida State.
Yep.
Osiris Torrance went from Louisiana to Florida 2 years ago and is a day two pick by the Bills. It's those guys. But I think the Power 5 to Power 5 transfers are the ones you really have to watch with this quarterback position because you're seeing these guys who are going to places for a reason. And I think that's the future of the quarterback position. I think we're going to see a bunch of quarterbacks, not only next year, but every year, because of the way the portal is operating. I think there are people, I think it's a little annoying for evaluators. I've heard a couple of different stories about maybe it's hard to track down tape from three different schools.
Right.
And I heard a funny story recently, Harry, you'll like this, that there are some guys who are coming into draft rooms. And, you know, the prospect is saying to the NFL team, like, maybe they transfer, maybe they've done an NIL, and the prospect says, so what can you do for me? And the NFL teams go, no, we don't do that here. That's college.
No.
Yes. We don't do that here.
Play to your abilities.
Yeah, exactly. You will sign this four-year deal, and that's it. There will be no renegotiating. But I think it is a net positive for the sport, the transfer portal is helping these guys find their destiny.
I think it's brilliant that you say that, right? Because when I'm looking at the 2025 class of quarterbacks that I can think of right now, you look at Shedeur Sanders, who transferred to Colorado. You have Cameron Ward, went to Miami. Quinn Ewers with Texas, started at Ohio State. And also you have DJU. Now, you talk about guys that didn't transfer. You look at Jalen Milroe and you have Carson Beck. So it is going to be a decent class. It might not be as good as this one, but they're going to be a list of guys that are going to make NFL teams happy that they're picked in 2025.
By the way, NIL, Carson Beck stays an extra year. We get to see another year of evaluation. I think that's the most important thing. J.J. McCarthy had something like 700 career passes. Bo Nix had 1,400 more passes, I believe, than J.J. McCarthy did in his college career. And so I think J.J. McCarthy going, playing 3 years, that's going to be the exception, not the rule. You're going to see way more Bo Nixes, minus the COVID year.
Right.
You're going to see way more Bo Nixes than you are J.J. McCarthy's going forward.
30 seconds left. What's the one move when it comes to round two and round three tonight that you got your eye on?
Oh, my gosh. There's still so much talent, a lot of skill guys. Cooper DeJean, seeing where he goes. A.D. Mitchell, I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. We went back and forth on Buffalo yesterday, not taking a skill guy. I'd love to see that happening.
On helping the Kansas City Chiefs win another Super Bowl.
I got a text from somebody today saying, somebody smart in the NFL is saying, the only thing I know is in 10 years we're going to look back and Xavier Worthy is going to be the best player in this draft.
Yeah, he's going to Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes.
It wouldn't surprise me.
How many things can Buffalo gift Kansas City?
Well, so far, 4. 13 seconds.
Tyler Bass.
Field goal.
Patrick Mahomes,
and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah, so far. Yeah, they don't need Santa Claus in Kansas City. They got the Buffalo Bills.
They wake up every day in Kansas City and say, thank God for the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly. They come down the chimney. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. What do you guys want this year when it comes to the Buffalo Bills in Kansas City? One helping the other, but the other not helping the other. Like we mentioned, he's part of the football podcast with Omaha Productions. Catch him on the Round the Horn. And tonight, he and Harry Dells and Cash 1000 will be part of the NFL Draft Show on YouTube. He is Kevin Clark, a great follow on Twitter. Hit him up anytime you want at By Kevin Clark. Great to see you, my man. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. This is a blast.
It was a definite
blast. We'll have some fun tonight. Me and my boy Kev.
Put it this way. Kev, you have my sympathy because it's one thing to do a radio show with Harry Douglas, but now back-to-back NFL draft nights, you have our condolences, my friend.
The only thing that makes it worth it is the free food. That's the only reason I put up with it.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, well, if it's free 99, I'm signing up as far as that goes.
Every time.
No doubt. By the way, we haven't forgotten about the NBA playoffs. That's on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, it could be the final game for the Lakers this season. Not probably. It will be. As they host the Denver Nuggets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 8. Real quick, Harry, reminder tonight where you and Kevin Clark are going to be doing the NFL Draft Rounds 2 and 3.
Tonight, we're going to be right here digital. You can find it on Facebook and also YouTube. We're going to be live talking about rounds 2 and 3. It's going to be phenomenal. Make sure y'all check us out. It's me, Kevin Clark, Harry Lau, Spencer Hall. I'm missing someone.
And Seth Walters. Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Carlin versus Joe weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Carlin versus Joe podcast.